A dedicated grower and advocate of the vegetable growing community, Alan Wilcox, has turned 100 years old. On the hills of Bombay, he grew potatoes, onions, cauliflower, cabbage, pumpkins and, for a while, kiwi fruit, when his two sons Garth and Robert joined forces with him. Now his grandson Simon works for a company started by Alan's uncle, A.S. Wilcox and Sons, showing that growing is well and truly in the family. Leah Tebbutt travelled to Pukekohe this week to find Alan sitting near his dining table, jam-packed with birthday cards, and together they walk down memory lane.
When one looks forward 100 years, it seems to be way in the future, but looking back, it doesn't seem like 100 years to me, but the last few days when I've heard people speaking about what I've done, it begins to dawn on you that I've done a lot more than I sort of recognised or remembered I had.
Are you feeling quite humble in it, I guess?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Embarrassed, in fact. Yeah, really.
Embarrassed?
Yes. Oh, yes, because I don't like to be in the forefront of things, and my dear wife has passed away 4 years ago. She was even worse than me. If we went anywhere, she'd always want to sit in the back seat. Well, I'm not so keen to the very back seat, but I don't want to sit in the front seat either.
For the past 100 years, Alan Wilcox's commitment to vegetable growing has been paramount. He's a life member of the Pukekohe Vegetable Growers Association, which he sat on for 39 years. He's also been the vice chairman of the New Zealand Potato Growers Federation, and he's been the founding director of the New Zealand Horticultural Export Authority. And that's all just to name a few. But his story really begins in 1939, when Alan was planting by hand and ploughing by horse.
I was a little bit lucky because I was growing vegetables in the war years, and I was excused from territorial service because it was essential industry, but of course I was all kitted out to go when I was 21. I would have been going to the Pacific in the next lot, but they didn't send any more, and I just missed that by a whisker, really.
Vegetable growing's been an important part of the life as a result. Oh, well, really, isn't it?
With my brother we formed a company, and we got bigger and bigger and bigger, and my sons came into it, and that's how I spent my whole life, really. Mm. Well, my brother and I grew a little bit on the farm because Dad was... You worked on the farm for no wages, and he gave us a little bit of land to grow a little crop for ourselves, and that's how my brother and I got started, really, together. We wanted to grow early new potatoes because the big Auckland market was really a good place to sell them in September onwards. So my brother and I leased a property at Bombay on higher elevation, so away from the frost. That's where we started our business. The first year was a disaster. The market collapsed as we were ready to sell the crop. We're adjacent to Highway 1. And I saw the cars going back and forwards all the time, and I thought, well, I wonder if those people would buy potatoes. So we took 30 bags out onto the side of the road one afternoon, and by 6 o'clock they were all sold at a profitable price. So we set about doing that every day for the next 2 months, and we sold the whole lot on the side of the road, and we got enough money back to survive. Well, then the second year was magnificent year, and we got quite a good return. So then we moved to higher land again and managed to buy a small dairy farm, and that became our headquarters for the next 40, 50, 60 years. But what I did enjoy with my occupation was the challenge and the changes that have happened over my lifetime. Scientific changes, sprays, anything, everything, machinery. It's just evolved in an amazing way. And amazing when you look back over that.
How does it differ? What sort of machinery or sprays were you using when you first started out?
We used to use simple Bordeaux spray for the potatoes, and you had to mix it up and dissolve the bluestone before the day you were spraying. It had to be used on the day when you prepared it. Now there's powdered sprays and liquid sprays. The application of them is safer.
They have to be safe-ish because you've turned 100.
Yeah. Well, well, that's the amazing thing, because I didn't wear a mask when I was spraying. I didn't very often wear gloves mixing up, and I probably did everything wrong, although I was careful not to inhale any drift that came my way and that sort of thing, but I've survived.
Looking back on it all and seeing the different members of your family involved in what was your passion of vegetable growing, what effect does that have on you? How does that make you feel, seeing them follow in those footsteps?
Oh, well, it's very good. Very good to see, because my grandfather had a big family and had four sons in farming, and my father was very keen on the 20th of the month cheque for his dairy produce over the years, and he was he was quite reluctant for my brother and I to branch away into vegetable growing, because the income there was intermittent, to say the best. You know, he couldn't rely on it always, but in the long run, it worked out all right.
We have to ask, how do you get to 100? Is there a secret or anything like that?
I've been asked that question many times over the past week, and it's very hard to say. I think the genes have a fair bit to do with it. Three of my four grandparents lived around about their 90s. I suppose eat plenty of fruit and vegetables. When I reached 80, I decided the world was moving towards computers, and I thought, well, this is the way it's going to be. If I don't do something, I'll be left behind. So I bought a computer, and last week or so I went to renew my driving licence, and I wondered whether my doctor would give it to me. But we had a memory test, which I passed all right, and when I went for him to do the medical examination, he looked at the medical test and he said, well, I can't really refuse you on this test, so I've now got a licence for another 2 years.
That's gold, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's all keeping the mind active.
Not bad. I hope I can still drive safely at 100 years old, if I make it that far. Now, one last note from Alan Wilcox. He reckons, despite the changes that have happened in his lifetime, he believes family businesses will still be the basis of the vegetable growing industry in years to come.